The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 654.
Hey, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and I'm so happy you're here and that we get to spend some time together. And hey, thank you so much for leaving reviews on iTunes. Oh my gosh, it makes such a difference, and I'm just loving all the good stuff that's coming in. Thank you so much. So today, I want to ask you a question. Are you having an issue with getting people in your tribe engaged or getting them to engage with you? We had a really good question come in from a listener, and I'll just read it to you, actually. It might be easier. She says, I've started working on becoming an influencer in my market, and I've been posting on related groups and gathering a following. I've started a Facebook group, and people are starting to join it. So far, none of them have bought into my business. So I would like ideas for how to get people to actually respond to my group, and two, ideas on how to monetize. So she's helping moms who are caring for aging parents. So helping them reduce anxiety, you know, cope with the stress of it, all this type of thing. So let's talk about this a little bit, because I know that brain trainers, you're geared in and focused in on hearing the stories that are behind the stories, right? I mean, this is kind of what we do. We end up busting ourselves on the things that we're telling ourselves that are keeping us stuck. You may have heard me say once or twice, the problem is not the problem. The problem is that you keep thinking and talking about the problem. And so what does that mean? When we have a problem in our life, it feels so real and it feels like it's the thing that's causing our emotion. So we see this problem that we're having and we think about it and we talk about it and we keep getting more of this problem that we're having. And so sometimes we get so tangled in and so focused on the problem, we forget that the thing that's causing the problem is that we're so focused in and tangled on the problem, right? So it's this hamster wheel we can't get off of. So we've got a story going here, a pattern of thinking that sounds like people aren't engaging with me and they're not buying. People aren't engaging and they're not buying. They're not engaging and they're not buying. They're not engaging. They're not buying. They're not engaging. How can I get them to engage? They're not engaging. They're not engaging. They're not engaging. They're not engaging. I'm getting more and more people that I'm seeing or more and more people in my group, but they're not engaging. And so we end up having a chronic habit of thought that becomes so much a part of us, and we think that we're just commenting on truth or commenting on reality, that we forget that what sets reality into motion, what our brains notice, what our reticular activating system is matching for us, there's that part of that brain, the reticular activating system, the little matchmaker, that is sifting through everything in the world and looking for evidence that you're right. It's sifting through everything in the world, all the stimuli, all the sights and sounds and sensations and, you know, words and smells and all this stuff. It's sifting through everything. And it's noticing or looking for evidence so that you feel right. It's matching up your thoughts. It's matching up what you're thinking about and what you're talking about. And so this is the place to break this cycle. This is the place to get off the hamster wheel, is in the thinking. When you can shift your thinking, then you can start to get different results. And nobody likes to bust themselves. I don't like to bust myself on stories either, but we all do it. We all do it. We make an observation and we develop a habit of chronic thought. And that's what you've got going here. You're wanting to solve this problem because you've been thinking about it. And because you are seeing it as something that needs a little shove to get moving or to get changed. So the first little shove is to change the story. You must find a way to talk about the current situation in a way that feels good. So I'm going to touch on a little bit here, and then I'm going to come back around. We'll talk about it again later. But the thing to do is to look for evidence how they are engaging and to intentionally start thinking thoughts that support a case for that you've got engagement or you've got more engagement than you think you do. Even if you can just start talking about it really gently, like starting to say little things like, I like the idea of engagement. I'm starting to notice engagement. And I guess I kind of wasn't 100% accurate when I wrote to Dana. It's not like I don't have any engagement. I do have some. And I have posted in other people's groups before and gotten engagement. And I know the people who are following me, they do like me. And so I wouldn't know they like me, except that we've got some relationship and some engagement. And so I wasn't 100% accurate. Things are in better shape than I thought. And if I had to sit down and make a list of evidence of how people are engaging with me, I probably could think of one or two ways where they are engaging, or maybe even three or four ways where they're engaging. And I like the idea of increasing that engagement. And I do see where I have been kind of obsessed about it, and I'm ready to make that shift and think differently about it. And I know if I think differently about it, I'll get different results and so on and so forth. And so when you start thinking that way, when you do have that shift in thought, you start getting different ideas of things that maybe you haven't done before, and you start putting a different you into those things. So, for example, in your Facebook group, there are things that you can do like ask questions, make a graphic with a question, or even better, do a poll. Everybody's favorite topic is themselves. And so do a poll and see what kind of response you get, or do a question on a graphic. Facebook has these tools where you can make it look like a graphic, even when you're typing just words, and ask them questions about themselves that require easy answers, but give you information. Make it easy for them to respond. That's why polls are nice. All they've got to do is push a button to respond. And you might say, well, I've done things like that in the past, but I promise you, if you've done things like that in the past with the energy and ideas and brain power and thinking power that sounds like nobody engages with me, you're putting together the wrong questions and you're asking the wrong questions because you're using the wrong brain. So get your mindset right first, then get to know them. Because here's the thing, if you want engagement, then you have to engage. Like, you have to be a detective in understanding, what do they want? Who are they? What do they like? And I'm talking questions like, what's your favorite TV show? If you could have one magazine that you could read today, what magazine would it be? Like, get to know how they think. What are the things that they love? How do they spend their free time? Really start to understand who your client is, because if you can understand who your client is, you're talking to them in a better way, and then it's easier to get them to engage because you understand them. When you really understand them, then you know the pains that they're grappling with. So ask them, what's the biggest problem you have right now in relation to, and fill in your business. So in your case, it might be in relation to caring for your aging parents. If you were a weight loss coach, it'd be in relation to losing weight. In relation to building a business would be a question I would ask. What's your biggest issue? What's the thing that's keeping you stuck right now? Or what's the thing that's the biggest thing on your mind? Because when you can understand what they're going through and you can understand who they are, like, it sounds silly to say find out what their TV show is, but finding out somebody's favorite TV show tells you a lot about them. The person who says my favorite TV show is Survivor is different than the person whose favorite TV show is, what are some of these crime shows, like CSI. It's different than the person who loves Long Island Medium. You know, there is all sorts of different kinds of people out there. Get to know your client. Get to know what they love. Get to know what their pain is. Get to know what problem they have that can shift, because then you can really start to talk their language. Tag people. Once you start to get some engagement, Then when you ask a question, tag the people that you know and say, hey, I'd like your opinion on this. Don't just tag them. Actually say, Mary Sue, I'd like your opinion on this one. Or make sure to weigh in, Tita Marie, right? On and on and on. Okay, now, final thing I want to say is you brought up monetizing. How can you monetize? And here is the thing. The list of ways to monetize is endless. It's absolutely endless. There's online courses from $7, $47, $27, $247, $1,000 and up. There are ebooks, there are newsletters, there are memberships. And memberships can come in the form of magazines or physical boxes or curation memberships or newsletters or online content or coaching or access to you, done-for-you services, live experiences, boot camps, masterminds, single session coaching, package coaching, you know, higher-end coaching, personal services, affiliate marketing, physical products, you know, books, DVDs, and CDs, but also gear. You can do all sorts of any kind of gear. Think of all the different gear, the cups and mugs related to stress or dealing with stress or peace and wellness and all these things. Brick and mortar kind of products. There's so, like, I could just go on and on and on and on about all the different ways you can monetize. And the reason I bring that up, the reason I say that the choices are endless is because when you are using your right mind and you are using your best brain, ideas for this type of thing will just come to you effortless. And when you combine that with getting to know them and understanding what their pain is, you will know exactly what they need from you that you can offer them as a paid service to solve their pain. So use that brain of yours to get clarity, use that brain of yours to get engagement, use that brain of yours to step up and be the best you. Say those mantras, say that story, practice those sentences that help shift your emotion, that help give you the better brain so that your reticular activating system can give you the better result. You can make better choices. You can choose the right things and get engagement and all those good things. So start saying those things like, okay, I'm getting this. And it's true. I haven't been using my mindset as a leveraging tool. I haven't been using my mindset to move forward on this issue. I like the idea of thinking about getting more engagement. I like the idea of being able to think more positively about this. I like the idea of thinking that I'm getting more and more clarity, and I'm getting more clarity all the day, and I'm getting ideas for monetizing, and I'm getting ideas for what I can help them with, and I'm getting to know my clients better. So I'm starting to understand better how I can help them. And it's so fun to get to know them because now I know I've got stuff that I can sell to them that will be of use to them, and I can feel of service, and it will be a big old feel good for me, and it'll be a big old feel good for them. And I love that this is how it starts to snowball, and I get more and more engagement, and life is so good, right? This is the ticket. If you want to learn more about this, if you really want to really understand how your brain works so you can leverage it, go check out 60secondworkshop.com. 60secondworkshop.com. And if you go through all the videos, like the first video, 60 seconds, and the every one after that, 60 seconds. But if you go through all of them, it'll take you a total of 8 minutes, and you will be right on target, master brain trainer by the end of it. I know that you've totally got this. Keep those positive mantras flowing. Oh, yeah.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.